Any Phaeton caused his own death. He didn't have to commit suicide the way you've done sometimes, and the way I did once. You don't have to commit suicide against a famous individual. As an actual fact of sucking the pen or stabbing with the dagger or pulling the trigger of the blast gun, you see. You didn't have to do that, you see. To have killed him. You killed him with your own postulates. Somewhere you decided that this guy was from nowhere. That you should be went. That your friends were now departing. That your fortune was creaking. That it was just too damn much trouble. Or it was too boring. Or it was too upsetting. Or it was too something. And hiding it nicely and smoothly and carefully from yourself, you went about killing Schubert. You just did, just like that. Only the last person to find out about it will be you. The auditor will find out before you do. Even though I've told you this, you'll still be digging for this one. You say, well, I don't know. He was run over by a chariot. Remember it distinctly. A friend had gotten him drunk. You know, and he walked out into the street, and a slave lurched into him that didn't like him. And down he went underneath two horses and a chariot, and that was the end of him. Knock it off. And what happened? The individual went in, got his friend to get him drunk, and got the slave to push him, and got the horses to run over him, and got the body to show the bruises, and died. The idea? Till he finds that out, it doesn't clear very well, if at all. You get what goes on here. So any famous identity committed suicide. And if that identity rides on up the track, what you're looking for is that person's murderer. It wasn't the senators who killed Caesar. You mean a battle-wise, trained combat veteran of Roman legions, for God's sakes, couldn't defend himself against some paunch-bellied men waddling in togas. Oh, for God's sakes. That must have taken some doing. You know, as a Phaeton, he must have sat up all night long figuring out just who was going to stab him. You read over the history leading up to the event, I don't think a man could have more thoroughly antagonized or upset the immediate body which was to execute him. Total knuckleheadedness. You find out that the end of every life winds up in some total knuckleheadedness. You just can't quite figure out how it got that knuckleheaded.